this delirium is at the end. Oh, I can't bear it. It's not fair. I never meant to be a magician. It's all a misunderstanding. It's all my godmother's fault. I must protest against this in my state of health, too.
Oh, bother. What are you doing here, Uncle Andrew? You weren't supposed to come along. Are you there, Polly?
Yes, I'm here. But do stop shoving.
I'm not. Wait.
Oh, no! We brought the horse, too.
And the cabbie.
That's right, Strawberry. Yeah, that's much better, isn't it? Now, take it easy.
And Queen Jardis is still on the horse's back. She's still holding that iron bar. Don't worry. See? She's as helpless as a baby.
What has happened?
That's right, old boy. Come over to this pool and have a drink, if that's what you want.
Strawberry did the most natural thing in the world. Being very thirsty, he walked slowly across to the nearest pool and stepped into it to have a drink. Diggory, you see, was still holding the witch's heel, and Polly was holding Diggory's hand. One of the cabbie's hands was on Strawberry, and Uncle Andrew, still very shaky, had just grabbed onto the cabbie's other hand.
Are we all still touching?
Yes.
Then let's take the witch back to Charm. Put on the green rings. There.
Oh dear, what now?
Shouldn't we be there by now? Well, we seem to be somewhere. I'm standing on something solid. Now you mention it, so am I. But why is it so dark? Do you think we got into the wrong pool? Perhaps this is Charn, but we arrived in the middle of the night.
This is not Charn, you fools. This is an empty world. This is nothing.
If nothing, it certainly is. I can't see a thing.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing. Makes no difference whether my eyes are open or closed.
And it's awfully cold.
My doom has come upon me.
Oh, my dear young lady, pray don't say such things. It can't be as bad as all that.
Now then. Keep cool, everyone. That's what I say. Now, no bones broken, anyone? No? Good. Right, well, now then, that's something to be thankful for, isn't it? Eh? And more than anyone could expect after falling all that way. Diggings for a new underground station's what I think. Right under the street. So someone will come and get us out presently, you see.
What are you on about?
Well, we must have fallen through an hole in the road. Unless we are dead, which I don't deny is a possibility. Worse things have happened at sea, and a chap's got to die sometime. And there ain't nothing to be afraid of if a chap's led a decent life.
Diggory, slip on your ring. Let's be off. Leave these lunatics behind.
Fool! Have you forgotten that I can hear men's thoughts? Let go of that boy. If you attempt treachery, I will take such vengeance upon you as was never heard of in all the worlds from the beginning.
And if you think I'm such a mean pig as to go off and leave Polly, and the cabbie and the horse, in a place like this, you're jolly well mistaken.
You're a very naughty and impertinent little boy.
Hush! Something's happening. Listen to that. Isn't it lovely?
Then two wonders happened at the same moment. One was that the voice was suddenly joined by other voices. More voices than you could possibly count. They were in harmony with it, but far higher up the scale. Cold, tingling, silvery voices. The second wonder was that the blackness overhead all at once was blazing with stars. They didn't come out gently, one by one, as they do on a summer evening. One moment there was nothing but darkness. Next moment, a thousand points of light leapt up. Single stars, constellations and planets, brighter and bigger than any in our world.
The stars! Diggory, look at the stars.
I see.
Are the stars singing? Oh, glory be. I'd have been a better man all my life if I'd known there was things like this.
Oh, where are the stars going? They're fading away.
Oh, I say, I can see your face now, and I can see yours.
There's a light on the horizon. Look, beyond those hills. It's pink. No, it's white. No. Look, it's gold.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
I want the singing to stop. I want it to stop. Now.
The sun.
It seems like such a young sun.
Do you see? We're in a valley. Oh, and look at that beautiful river. But where are the trees and bushes? Where's the grass?
Who needs them with these colours? They're dazzling. Wait. What's that over there?
It's an animal, I think.
It's not just an animal. It's a lion.
It is indeed. And it's the one that's been singing.
This is a terrible world. We must fly at once. Prepare the magic.
I quite agree with you, madam. A most disagreeable place. Completely uncivilized. If only I were a younger man, had a gun.
A gun? You don't think you could shoot him, do you?
And who would?
Prepare the magic, old fool.
Certainly, madam. I must have both the children touching me. Put on your homeward ring at once, Diggory.
Oh, it's the rings, is it?
Take care. If either of you come half an inch nearer, we two will vanish and you'll be left here for good. Oh. Just keep your distance. Yes, I have a ring in my pocket that will take Polly and me home. I'm sorry about you and your horse, Mr. Cabby, but I can't help that.
Hold your noise, everyone. Something has changed.
What?
You wanted grass, young man. There's your grass.
It's growing so fast.
So is the heather. And the trees.
It's amazing.
Give me the ring, boy.
Hey!
I want that ring.
You tried for the wrong pocket.
Give it to me.
Stop it, you fool. Stand back. If you go within 10 paces of either of the children, I will use this iron bar to knock out your brains. Dare you even think of stealing back to your own world without me?
I would be perfectly within my rights. I have been most shamefully and abominably treated. I've done my best to show you such civilities as were in my power, and what has been my reward? You have robbed a highly respectable jeweller. You've insisted on my entertaining you to an exceedingly expensive, not to say ostentatious, lunch. You've assaulted the police. I feel I've been publicly disgraced, and I shall...
Oh, stow it, Governor, stow it. Watching and listening's the thing at present, not talking.
There was certainly plenty to watch and to listen to. Full-grown trees with lush branches now swayed gently above their heads. They stood on cool green grass sprinkled with daisies and buttercups. A little way off along the river bank, willows were growing. On the other side, tangles of flowering currant, lilac, and wild rose and rhododendron closed them in. The horse was tearing up delicious mouthfuls of new grass. All this time, the lion's song and his stately prowl was going on, to and fro, backwards and forwards. With each turn, he came a little nearer.
There's a connection.
Connection?
Between his song and the things that are happening. Don't you see? He sang those deep, long notes, and suddenly the dark firs appeared on the ridge. He sang lighter notes, and those primroses shot up. He's creating it all with his song.
That's ridiculous. Lions don't sing. We're seeing things.
He's coming closer.
Not if I have my way. I brought this iron bar as a weapon, and as a weapon, I'll use it.
No!
Did you see that? It hit him right between the eyes.
But he didn't even notice.
Oh. No! What should we do? Should we run with the Queen?
An excellent idea. And as soon as my knees stop shaking, I will.
Wait! Don't move. He's passing by.
He's not looking at us.
Why do you suppose he won't look at us?
I wish he would.
Oh. Right. Now that we've got rid of that woman and the brute of a lion has gone, give me a hand and put on your ring at once.
Stay away. Keep clear of him, Polly.
Come over here beside me.
Right.
I warn you, Uncle Andrew, don't come one step nearer or we'll vanish.
Do what you are told this minute. You're an extremely disobedient and ill-behaved little boy.
No fear. We want to stay and see what happens. I thought you wanted to know about other worlds. Don't you like it now you're here?
Like it? Just look at the state I'm in. And it was my best coat and waistcoat, too. If I were a younger man, then perhaps I might find this a more interesting place, but I'm too old. Oh, if only we'd had a gun.
Oh, guns be blowed. I think I'll go and see if I can give Strawberry a rub down. That horse has got more sense than some humans I could mention. Strawberry? Strawberry?
You don't really think that lion could be killed by a gun anyway? He didn't mind getting hit by an iron bar much.
Yes. It didn't stop him or...
Hello? What's that?
What?
There. Where the iron bar hit the ground. Do come and look.
Our children.
Look! It's growing. Like a tree. But this is growing into a lamppost. It's alive, too. I mean, it's lit.
Remarkable. Most remarkable. Even I never dreamt of magic like this. We're in a world where everything comes to life and grows. Drop a crossbar here, and it grows into a lamppost. This is stupendous. Oh, just think of the commercial possibilities. Mm-hmm. Bring a few old bits of scrap iron here, bury them, and up they come as brand new railway engines, battleships, anything you please. They'll cost nothing. I can sell them at full prices in England. I shall be a millionaire. The first thing is to get that lion shot.
You're just like the witch. All you think of is killing things.
And then, as regards myself, there's no knowing how long I might live if I settled here. I shouldn't be surprised if I never grew a day older in this country. Stupendous! The land of youth!
Oh. The land of youth. Do you think it really is?
What?
Do you think there's anything here that would cure Mother?
What are you talking about? This isn't a pharmacist's shop.
You don't care tuppence about her. I thought you might, since she's your sister as well as my mother.
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm jolly well going to ask the lion himself if he can help me.
Diggory, where are you going?
To find the lion.
Have you gone mad? Come back here, boy, come back! Oh, wait for me.